now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal, opening the doorway, the entrance, the gateway that is the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. I am Britt, the host and creator of Lucid Life Vibes. What is going on with the energy? What is energy? What are we even talking about? You know, the people that are tuned in, tapped in, feeling the vibes, right? The high vibes, the positive vibes, all the vibrations, the frequency. And then there's those that think it's just woo-woo, voodoo, right? New age, maybe religious, Hindu, Reiki, whatever judgments and names and labels. So it's interesting because life is not a one-size-fits-all human experience. There's perspective. We all receive and perceive in different ways. I believe we are all life force, creation energy. And when we allow that creative energy that we are, the essence of who we are, to flow and don't cut ourselves off, then we experience what we came to experience. Many people cut themselves off, right? Don't allow that natural flow of who they are, the innate instinct. We've been talking about intuition. We're in season 4 of the podcast. And if this is the first time you're joining, welcome. I'm glad you're here. This is going to be a good one. Never scripted, never edited. It's just me, you, and a microphone. And I let it flow. So what do I let flow? We're going to talk about that. It's energy. And through the energy, there's so much that we can tap into. And life is a choice. Life is choice driven. So we're all living a different experience. Now, some of us can feel a resonance, right? A similar vibration, right? Some people resonate with finding their tribe, the people that match vibration with them. And then there are those that do not tune in to this energy we speak of and think it's fringe, or again, casting these judgments and labels for something that they do not understand. So there is fear. When there's a lack of understanding, fear of the unknown. And I want to go there and talk about it in this episode. So this is episode 5 of season 4, if you're counting and going in order, and you do not have to. We are talking about that innate instinct. We've been talking about intuition. We'll be talking about psychic abilities. However, I have been receiving so many comments and questions. And I love it. I love hearing from you. And I love that you're enjoying the season 4. And it's really cool to be able to interact in real time. And this is a timeless podcast, so it's perfect for whenever you're listening and tuning in. However, in the present moment, it's really fun to be able to interact between these episodes. So I've been hearing from people on X, on Instagram, on Patreon, which I love Patreon. You guys can follow for free on Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes, or you can jump into the 1111 Patreon membership portal It's a sacred space to have conversations that are free of trolls and bots. Oh my. And we're going to talk a little bit about this idea of bots, like what's real and not real, and how it affects, influences the energy and perception. Because really, perspective, our perspective is everything, and awareness is our superpower. So when you are aware of many perspectives, you don't have to walk a mile in their shoes. You know, you don't have to have this empathy where you are feeling what they're feeling. Now, the three pillars of the human experience, mental, emotional, and physical, everything has layers. It's layered. I learned this from one of my top healing doctors. She says it's like an onion. And it's so true. I'm peeling back those layers. So when we talk about empathy, that's part of the intuition, psychic abilities, being able to feel, right, what the other people are feeling, or just kind of getting a vibe for what's going on with them. So we can use body language as well as that innate instinct, our intuition, which has empathy, so that we can feel through something and know if that's a yes or a no for us, if that person's our vibe, right? And so some people feel like they are very disconnected. There's like a separation, and they don't feel that innate instinct or gut instinct or intuition, or some are very tuned in. So when we're talking about this idea of perspective, we don't have to have even that empathy where we're feeling through it, right? Again, we don't have to be experiencing what they are to just understand there's another perspective. So you don't even have to like go there and feel it, right? This idea of being down in it, you know, feeling what they're feeling, caring that, whatever it is. You don't have to do that to have a open mind, right? That there are other perspectives, and just your awareness that there are other perspectives, or maybe even that somebody has this opposing perspective to yours. So when we talk about awareness and perspective, if you think about some humans don't have awareness, don't choose awareness, or maybe, you know, awareness for them is their attention and their focus on others instead of on self. Because a lot of people are in that outward focus, so focused on other people. And I've noticed that this isn't a judgment. This is an awareness for me. I have become aware that many people that self-describe, self-define, self-label, that they are an empath. Oh, I'm an empath. Oh, I'm empathic. I'm an empath. I have come to the awareness and the perspective that they are hyper-focused on everyone else. And they probably are very tuned into their intuition and that psychic ability of empathicness. And again, it's mental, emotional, and physical. So we can pick up mentally, emotionally, and physically, or just mentally, or just emotionally, or just physically. So people that are using that empathic intuition or empathic psychic ability, they could be either tuning in mentally, emotionally, or physically, or all three. And so some people don't even realize, they're unaware of what they're tuning into. They're just overwhelmed. A lot of people feel a victim to picking up on other people. And what I have come to know is that they are hyper-focused on other people instead of being centered in self and focused on self. Many people don't want to deal with what's going on with them mentally, emotionally, physically, and they will focus their attention on others because they don't want to focus on themselves. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving advice, and I'm not doing any kind of, diagnosis here. But I just want to mention that there are humans that do choose to behave in these narcissistic ways. I would hate to label another human. And again, I'm not doing that. I'm just bringing forward this conversation that some humans, some have been diagnosed clinically as narcissistic. They're narcissists or sociopaths or psychopaths. And those three, you know, tend to have this hyper focus on others. And I know a lot of humans have had incredibly negative experiences with people that have these narcissistic traits. I mean, I will never forget in college when many of my friends were urging me to go to the university because I should talk to somebody about what's just going on in my household, my family. And there was a lot going on. And so I'm like, I'm fine. I don't need, and they're like, yeah, you know, you should, like, just go talk through it. We know you're fine, but just go talk through it. And I'm like, okay. So I go. And the counselor that I spoke to about what was going on in my household, the family, she comes back with this piece of paper. It was early 90s, so technology really wasn't a thing, and brings me back this Xerox piece of paper about the definition of a narcissist. And it was like, honey, I hate to tell you, but one of these people in your family is this. And I read it. It was like somebody had written a description of this person. And it just was like, what? It shattered so many illusions in that moment for me. I was like, whoa. And when I read it for like the 10th time, everything became so clear. It was like it all unraveled that it wasn't me. It was them. It wasn't me. And their hyper focus on everybody else because they didn't want to focus on themselves. It is about focusing on everyone else. And that hyper focus, every little detail, actually, it's part of what's going on with people that are behaving in those ways, unfortunately. So it's not a one size fits all human experience. So when we talk about intuition, psychic abilities, there's a lot of judgment. And then people start putting everything in categories, right? And putting labels all over everything. And a lot of people have no awareness. They lack perspective and understanding of what's really occurring. And ultimately, they don't know for themselves. Now, there's also a large amount of humans that really want to make it a one-size-fits-all for everyone, right? Like this idea of saving everybody else. Like, you got to be a witness sharing a testimony of some kind to save everyone. Now, are there times that you could wave a flag to say, hey, fellow humans, we got a prob, we got an issue going on? I mean, one of these is Aaron Brockovich. I mean, do you guys know the story of Aaron Brockovich? There's a movie. I don't know how old it is, but she's awesome. She's still at it today. But there was water in a town. And I'm not going to go into the detail of the story. You can find out if you're interested. But Aaron Brockovich and this really small town attorney, lawyer, oh my goodness, they uncovered this giant industrial company that was poisoning the water, and the people in the town were getting sick, and they did something about it. It was amazing, like such a cool story. And so, yes, are there times to be like, hey, fellow humans, we got an issue going on, like, red alert, don't drink the water. Yes. Are there times that we can raise that flag or allow, you know, alarm that system, right? Hey, look at this thing. However, when we look at like multi-level marketing and so many religions, it's this cult mentality, right? Like constantly having to get people in, constantly. And it's incredible because when I look at so many cult groups, they're really multi-level marketing. Now, some of them kind of stop just shy of that, and nothing against multi-level marketing. Nothing, no judgment here. I know a lot of people have been successful. I'm all for financial freedom. I'm all for being an entrepreneur. I'm all for, you know, self-employed, right? Like, it's all good. However, the fact is, there have been a lot of cult groups that use a multi-level marketing system and a lot of multi-level marketing groups that are actually a cult group. And there's so many documentaries about this that prove this point. And so this idea of, you know, getting people in. And then I think I recently shared in one of the podcasts that, you know, at the Bible churches and the Bible and Baptist churches that I always went to, they would do like a, it was almost like a sales meeting, you know, like for marketing or advertising, or if you've ever been, you know, a sales professional, an account executive or anything, where, you know, they do the Monday meeting with everybody's numbers, right? Like what's going on. There is this recruitment aspect. There is this, right? And so there's the numbers that you, oh, look how many, and so like churches and multi-level, how many people do you, like how many people were baptized? How many people were saved in church service? I mean, I've witnessed this for decades, especially with Baptist and Bible churches. And so there is this recruitment process. Like we have to tell everybody the good news, right? We have to share it. We're responsible for saving people and telling people. And so I believe it's a self-saving. It's a self-liberation. And so there is this aspect with a lot of humans that they have to go tell it on the mountain. Like they need to tell everybody and they need to be a part of saving everybody and sharing that. And so when you just look at all the different perspectives and all the different mindsets, right, and belief systems, it's not one size fits all. It's just not. And we can feel that vibrationally through the human behavior. You know, it's so interesting. I follow human behavior. I follow body language. I find it to be absolutely fascinating. And sometimes it feeds a little bit into true crime and what's going on in the world. And so it's fun to kind of weave it together. I mean, true crime isn't fun, but it's interesting for me how many stories I have listened to where an investigator, right, the cops on the scene with a true crime case will talk about how the witnesses could smell, could like sniff it out, could, and we'll talk about dogs and how they knew. It's truly incredible how many, again, investigators, detectives, cops are so aware that we can smell people, like the aroma of them, that we can sniff them out, that we can feel it, that we know that something's off. And so body language experts will talk about how the body language, you can't control it. Like, not even a body language expert could control their body language if they were being interrogated. If you're guilty of something and you're trying to hide it, there are certain things that your body, your face, like tics, gestures, so many things. It's a fascinating subject. And so you have to know people's like baseline of body language and behavior to be able to really understand what's going on in those moments of investigation or interrogation, right? However, just being able to sniff it out, smell like something's not right here, right? Like something's, you don't even have to be the Pink Panther on this one. Like you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes. No, no, no. You just, you're human and you're like, well, I smell this thing. Like I smell a liar. I smell deceit, right? Like something's not right here. That's all part of that energy. I mean, that's what's so cool is when I look out and I become this witness to humans and what's happening, I see how innate life is. We do know. And I think even the humans that don't give them themselves credit for knowing that they have this innate instinct, intuition, it's like, they have it, whether they are aware of it or not. And so there was this one story that has just stuck with me. It's one of the worst true crime cases. And I'm just going to say the last name, Watts, out of Colorado, Watts. That's all I'm going to say. I'm sure you know the case, but there is a body cam footage, a police body cam footage of the husband and father who committed the crime at the next door neighbor's house in the living room. Now, this is on a police body cam. It was his chest body cam. So wherever the officer, right, the police officer is turned, that's who he's videoing, but you can hear everybody in the room. And so you can see the husband and father who actually had committed the crime. It's horrible, like the worst of the worst of the worst. And at the neighbor's house, and the neighbor is playing on their big TV the camera footage of their cameras outside of their house, like looking to see if there was an intruder, like because the wife and the kids were missing, kind of thing. And the officer who recorded that interaction, and this is public video information, like it's everywhere. You can see it for yourself. He was later interviewed and he said the neighbor like could smell him. Like we knew he was lying. You could smell it. And the neighbor said the same thing in an interview. It was so cool when the cop and the neighbor said the same thing. And the neighbor said, I could like smell it. You could smell it on him, like his pheromones, his aroma, that he was lying. Like they could smell it. It was horrible. And so I have encountered this with some people where they can smell certain things with certain people, which is fascinating, the aromas. I always say that when you want to connect with your loved ones in spirit, your loved ones in heaven, you're probably going to smell them before you hear them, which is super cool. I mean, they're there. They want to communicate telepathically with you. And again, that's a whole other podcast. Maybe you're not ready for that topic yet. But aroma, our sense of smell, like our senses are incredible. And those of us that are more sensitive with our senses, it's because we do pick up. It is super easy. So going back to the empath, I don't believe anybody is like an empath making others not empaths. So if you say I'm an empath, right, that makes somebody else not an empath. And I believe that empath is part of intuition and psychic abilities. Some of us are far more tuned in and others are tuned out. And we can choose to tune in and tune out, and we can choose to have a filtration system. And we're going to talk about that as we move forward in these podcasts this season. So I'm glad that you're here for it, because we're going to be talking about the energy and what's happening with the energy so that you can filter it for yourself and kind of start to define what is happening with the energy and how you perceive it, how you know, we all receive and perceive in different ways. Again, you know, my gut instinct is going to do something than your gut instinct with a yes or a no. We're going to feel things differently. You know, some of us are more mental. Some of us are more emotional. Some of us are more physical. I'm physical first. I'm a movement person. So I feel things physically. I move things physically. I am a physical movement kind of person. I don't like to sit. But I also have a lot of fire energy. And so, you know, that's part of it for me too. I like the movement. I like the air. I like the flow. Some people are emotional first. I mean, right? Some people are mental. A lot of people that are left brain analytical, right? They're mental first and they're emotional last. So for me, I'm physical first, then I'm mental, and then I'm emotional. So like, how do you process your human experience? How do you process things through those three pillars of the human experience? And for me, it's physical first. I feel it. Then it's mental. I process it. And then it's last for me is that emotional. So if I'm emotional, it's like red alert. And so people that tend to be more emotional, I tend to shy away and get really quiet and create distance. I do not like that emotion. It's too much for me and I don't find it to be enjoyable. It's really heavy and it can be dark and dense. However, people that are emotional, they can process emotions, right? Like that's what they do. So there's no judgment. We're just all feeling things differently. It's not a one size fits all. So we have to give ourselves the freedom and extend it to others, what they're feeling with their human experience, right? The me, myself, and I. So we all have our own energy field, like what's happening within us. And that's that mental, emotional, and physical, past, present, and future, right? Like what's going on? And then there's the energy outside of us. Like what's happening? Well, can we even all agree what the universe is? Like, can we all, like, I know who I am and I know where I am. I know what's going on for me. But does everybody else on planet Earth? Probably not. And again, it's not a one size fits all. We're all going to receive and perceive differently. I mean, look at the past 100 years on Earth. Look at the, like, it's changed so. I was just talking today to somebody about the past 25 years. Do y'all remember Y2K? Y2K. I mean, that was the fear of the unknown in the year 2000. What was going to happen in the year 2000? Were the computers going to all reset to zero and everything was going to be lost? It was crazy. Y2K, the fear of the unknown, but also 25 years ago, life was so different. Sure, some of us had flip phones, but we didn't have smartphones. And then we had dumbberries, blackberries. They were dumbberries. They had a keyboard, but they weren't smartphones. And really, you know, the first smartphones really weren't all that smart. So when you look at the past 25 years with technology, it's crazy how fast it happened. But then you look at these slow decades, right? It's like a turtle, things moving so slow with change. I mean, we had electric scooters and electric things in the early 1900s. What happened to those things? Well, there was suppression. I mean, how many, oh, conspiracy theories, right? Of people who have made, you know, these free energy, clean energy things. And what happened to those people? You know, things are just kind of like gone. I mean, look at Nikola Tesla. What happened to all of his files, right? So there's also this like suppression of information along the way. And so there's perspective, there's awareness, there's suppression of information, like what's true, what's not true, what's real, what's not real. And so we have to know for ourselves. And then there's the belief system and feeling like you have to, right, fit into that belief system, fit into whatever that is. So I think when it comes to the energy, people are really boxed in to the judgment, the fear, the unknown, the belief system, or what somebody else thinks, what they say about it. And I think it's something that you have to really feel through yourself. You know, what is this idea of energy? For me, it's all quantum energy, quantum physics, quantum mechanics. I believe that it's an electromagnetic universe, electromagnetic earth. We are also electromagnetic. There's this in and out flow. And I believe there is energy to everything. That is that life force creation energy. There is a force of life. There's a cycle of life, but there's this force of life. And I know life is always moving. Nothing is standing still. Everything is moving. Like the table is vibrating. It's not as solid as it appears. I also know there's dimensions. You know, people talk about, ooh, the veil is thin. Well, it's because there's a multiple dimensional reality going on. Temporal time, space, time and space. There's multiple dimensions. Now, I'm not talking about parallel realities, but multidimensional. So again, when it comes to the energy, and I'm not wanting to define it, I want you to feel through it. There's a lot of perspectives. However, if it's a matter of matter and we keep it simple and we take this idea of new age, religion, spirituality away, so we can just keep it simple, it becomes a matter of matter. And then there's the physical and non-physical, the seen and the unseen. And quantum energy shows us, proves to us, everything is moving. Just like Earth is spinning and then moving around the Earth. Excuse me, moving around the sun. The Earth is spinning and moving around the sun, right? We get that day and night. We get that 365 year. You move out from there. We have this galaxy that we're in. Sagittarius, the black hole, right in the center of the galaxy. And our galaxy is moving and spinning throughout the universe. So we're not just planet Earth being hurtled through the universe. There's movement. There's an unfoldment. Everything is always moving. Always. There is constant forward unfoldment of time and space. This, for me, is that basic energy. Time and space, the torsion, the fabric unfolding, and we live within this. Now, the measurement of time is a different conversation, right? The calendar, all that. But everything is moving. Even when we're sleeping, everything's moving. Right? Even when our life cycle has come to an end, the physical, everything is still moving. I believe we still continue to move because I believe we're infinite. Just part of our life cycle is we return back to that non-physical spirit self, higher self. again, dimension now. Heaven for me is just this higher dimension, non-physical dimension to earth. So loved ones in spirit, they're resting in peace, right? Well, they're in peace, but they're not resting. They're not having a physical experience. So there's no sleep needed. And so we're having this physical experience. So for me, the energy is always moving, even through our life cycle, because it's physical and non-physical, and quantum energy shows that there's a vibration and energy to everything. And there's growth. We can see with living things, living life, there's growth. I mean, look at plants, look at animals, look at humans. We're always growing. We're evolving. And it's not creation versus evolution. It's not that mindset. It's we are always growing, becoming, evolving something else. So is the universe. So is planet Earth. It is incredible to think about how long planet Earth has been doing its thing. Like how long planet Earth has been moving. It's incredible. Like the crust of the Earth, it's incredible. How many cycles, right, Earth has gone through. It's incredible. Like, remember the dinosaurs? Well, remember the dragons? I mean, for me, dragons are dinosaurs and dinosaurs are birds, right? It's incredible. And so if we think about life, life force energy, quantum energy, matter, even the matter that we create, right? The tables, the buildings, the stuff that we create, it still has a vibration. It's still moving. So there's frequency and vibration to everything. I mean, Earth has a frequency, the Schumann resonance. There are frequencies. There's vibration. And so there's natural frequency. There's natural vibration, this 1010 of the Earth. And then there's this controlled, this manipulated, this created. And so if we're talking about quantum energy, now it's quantum physics, which is all possible possibilities all playing out at the same time. And quantum physics proves to us that thoughts and words, intentions, it actually affects the outcome of the experiment. So there's proof that our thoughts absolutely have an effect. There are so many quantum physics experiments that prove this over and over again. And it proves that the people, the humans that are running experiments, absolutely play into the outcome of what happens. So thought, words, intentions, because we're energetic beings, we're alive, we're life force energy. And so I know that nature, animals, right, all living. For me, crystals are living beings as well. You might not think that, but I do. You know, like what's happening with water? Water is incredible. There's nothing else like water and all the different stages of water. So there is a frequency, a vibration to everything for me. And I feel that and I'm tuned into that. And there's a communication, a sending and receiving. Now for me, and we're not to psychic abilities quite yet. We're going to talk about energy here. That's where our focus is, our attention is. But telepathy is not about reading minds. It's a communication, a sending and a receiving. Now, is there some psychic invasion that can happen? Yes. Is there some vampiring of the energy and sucking and draining? Yes. And that is that negative, dark, heavy control. Some call it black magic, sex magic. It is real. It is there. Because some choose to tune into energy and benevolent, positive, pure ways, and some it's not benevolent. It's one of control, siphoning, sucking, taking, almost like stealing, no consent. Now, some people, when it comes to energy, they do give consent, and that's a whole nother conversation. One example of this is the vampire lifestyle. I'm not a part of that. I like to say that I am life force energy, creation energy. I am light. I am the living light technology. I think when you know that you're life force energy, you can light yourself up as that living light technology. And I do believe humans are the highest technology. So talking about energy, we are this highest energy and technology. We are incredible. We hold the codes. It's in our DNA. It's not about it coming from outside of us. So when it comes to this, just as an example, this vampire lifestyle, it is very much about them sucking, draining, taking, you know, that life force energy. Absolutely. And so for some, they willingly give it. It's consent. And for others, it's, they don't really know that they're a part of it, right? They might be participating in some other way, but not realizing that that's happening. So we're going to get into this because I think it's really fascinating. And I think it's right now energy that's happening. And I have a really cool story to tell you. And maybe you're already tuned into this story, which would be really incredible. And we can compare notes. But I want to share with you something that's happening that I feel like is this collective energy of knowing around a specific person right now, which is super cool. So let's first talk about this energy, right? So we have this quantum field. So we have our energy field, and then we have this quantum field of energy. Nikola Tesla and many others speak of this quantum field. Some people like to speak of this idea of what's happening around Earth in this like radiation field, the Akashic records, many people will access that. For me personally, it's the quantum field, which is everywhere because it's all quantum. It's all quantum energy. And when you dive into quantum energy, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, there's no separation through time and space, which is fascinating. Opens a whole nother doorway, right? What a rabbit hole to go down. Rabbit hole to rabbit hole. So for me, I'm in this belief system of more of Nikola Tesla, where we have this quantum field. And maybe you're like, oh, Dr. Joe Dispenza, he speaks of this. Yes, he does. He also speaks of the brain waves, theta, gamma, delta. I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe somebody was like telepathically sending me that. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know about him. He's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. I like him. Absolutely. Absolutely. So this quantum field, Nikola Tesla speaks about the free energy, right? Tapping into the free energy. And there's some fun people that are really into free energy that I really enjoy reading their findings about this. It's really cool because through this ether, there's that free energy, but you have to harness, right? Capture it to then transmit it out. So if we're talking about free energy to like power our homes, our cell phones, whatever, you have to have a way to harness that energy, store that energy, right? Deliver that energy. And so it's there, but how do you get it? How do you get it? And so many have proven in this free energy from the quantum field. In this free energy, there is also truth, knowledge, wisdom, intelligence. However, we also hold that. So we can tap into that quantum field where the information is. And we can use our psychic abilities for this. It's really incredible. We are really superhuman when we can connect. However, most people have made it all a spiritual, right? Like, has spirit allowed me to know this information, right? Is it available to me? there's a lot of judgment around what's happening with the wisdom, intelligence, knowledge aspect of that free energy from the quantum field. So a lot of people make it religious, and it becomes this, am I deserving to know, right? Am I righteous to know? Similar to many people think that intuition and psychic abilities would be spiritual gifts that have been gifted to them. Are they gifts? Of course, they're gifts, but it's actually part of being human. Some of us are just a little bit more tuned in some ways than others, but it's all available to us. It's a matter of tuning in. So through the awareness, acknowledgement, tuning in, and then building those muscles, right? Like allowing those parts of you that you are to grow and to evolve and become. You have to remember, right? And so here's the cool thing is that it's in our DNA. It's innate. So a lot of people, when they talk about energy, some people are like, oh, did you get that download? Like if there's a portal or a full moon, oh, did you get that download? Oh, the downloads are coming. Like, what are they talking about? What is a download? I actually have a few podcasts about portals and what's happening with portals, and they're fascinating. Like, portals open to something. So these podcasts, I consider a portal. I mean, I say now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal. The portal is the doorway, the entrance, the gateway. But where are you going through that portal? Like, are you stepping into a wormhole that takes you somewhere else? So if you're interested, go back and listen. There's a couple of podcasts about portals. I think there was one in season 3 last year, if you want to check that one out. And so there's a big old portal that people talk about this time of year coming up, the Lionsgate 8-8. And I think a lot of people, you know, again, they all have their different perspectives, but a lot of people have this feeling that, you know, there's these portals that open, or this energy flowing from the sun or the moon or wherever. And some people can't even tell you where it's coming from. And you should know where it's coming from if you're going to tune in and receive it. And that's a whole other conversation, right? What are you tuning into? I mean, some people don't even like the word channeled or channel, like to think you're channeling. Well, what are you channeling? What's coming through, right? What are you reading? What are you channeling? So there's a little bit of judgment around channeling information or energy, reading it. But when you know where it's coming from, and there's protection and filtration, there's nothing to fear, especially when it's benevolent, because your intention is benevolent. So I got a little off track there. Let me get myself back on track here. You're probably like, oh, you were talking about when we have this idea of like a download. See, I didn't lose it. I knew my intuition was like, oh, you were talking about portals and downloads. This idea of this outside information coming, and that we have received it, and it's like, oh, there was an upgrade. For me, it feels more like an unzipping of a file. You know how you get large files and it zips it up? In a zipped file. Maybe you're not a computer person. You're like, what are you talking about? No, I have no idea what a zipped file is. In technology, in the computer world, when you have a large file of something like a big video or a big podcast like this, that's a large digital file, like technology, a digital file, and it's too big, it will zip it into a smaller file to download and upload and all that. And then you unzip it. So it makes it smaller to upload and download. For me, I feel like when we really receive this awakening, this paradigm shift, this innate knowing from within, or maybe a remembering, a lot of times it's like the file is unzipping within you. Like it was there all along. This idea of like when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Like when you're ready, that file unzips, like boom, right? And so I feel that it's more about you, the personal me, myself, and I human experience than like the Lionsgate portal or what's happening outside of us. Now, are there certain energetic times that we can harness some energy, or maybe the veil is thinner, or some other conversations? Yes, I believe so. I believe so. And if you want to talk about those, let me know. Send me a post on X, a DM on X or Instagram. You can email me, lucidlifevibes@gmail.com. Patreon is a great place to interact with me. And so I think that it's more of when you're ready, you receive, and it's within you, and we hold the DNA. And so most people, you know, are kind of looking outside of themselves, feeling like they're not whole or complete. They're not enough, when really you're holding all the data banks. You're holding those data books. You're holding that wisdom, knowledge, intelligence, but you could also tune in through that quantum field, the ether, for the wisdom, knowledge, clarity, like the intelligence for others and for planet Earth. And asking questions is really powerful. And so I believe we can interact with the quantum field, the energy field, and we can begin to shape and mold and create. And our thoughts, our words, our intentions, creating what we want. We're powerful creators. However, there's that fight or flight, reactor mode, right? Because there's trauma, there's fear, there's unknown, there's lack of understanding, there's so much going on. We are in this time of healing. But I think that healing is also this like leveling up and awakening to what's really going on. Like, who you are and where you are and what's happening and what is this energy? Because I think through the quantum field, we're all connected. Now, I'm not talking about this oneness thing, but I kind of am talking. Whoa, I'm knocking stuff over. I'm talking with my hands over here. Oh my goodness. Well, if you feel any rumblings or hear any rumblings, it's me talking with my hands, waving them around. Oh my goodness. Just wait. One day maybe we'll have these on video and you guys can see I'm over here talking with my hands. Again, that's that physical part of me. People that talk with their hands, we're physical. We can't help it. We're probably the ones that are like the toddlers, right? Always squirming in our seats. We have a hard time sitting. We got to walk. We got to move and use our hands. It's funny, but it's true. It's true. So maybe as physical people drive you emotional people crazy. You're like, put your hands down. Quit talking with your hands. So funny. See how much more enjoyable it is when it's joy and happiness and you can just laugh about the human experience, right? You don't have to take it so personally. You don't have to take it personally. You can be who you are. Give yourself the freedom to be who you are. And you can laugh with yourself. If you can't laugh at yourself, I mean, come on, seriously, come on now, come on. Sometimes I'm a one-woman comedy show, entertaining myself. The same goes for, can you be alone? It's just coming forward right now. Again, these are unscripted, unedited. We just let it flow because I channel. Now, maybe you don't like that. You're like, oh no. What is this channeling? Well, it's a matter of opening beyond your intuition to your psychic abilities and opening to that larger part of you, or maybe even opening to the quantum field and channeling, receiving whatever's coming forward. Now, for me, when I channel, I don't leave my body. I stay in my body to receive. So I'm part of the filtration system for that channeling. Now I have protection and filtration. It's kind of like a coffee filter or maybe like a water filter, you know, like a 10-stage water filter. It's like when I'm channeling information, it's coming through filtration to get to that purity. It's like filtered water, pure water, so that what I'm receiving is purity and it's filtered and I'm part of that. I have discernment for myself. And I love channeling that non-physical knowing, that non-physical energy, but we're having a physical experience. So I like to balance that with my physical knowing. So for me, I just open to receiving whatever the information coming forward. Now I know topically kind of what we're going to talk about, But I open to my higher self, the larger part of me, the quantum field, the ether, whatever wants to come forward that needs to be known. And I trust that it's perfect and right. And that the next time I sit down for the next podcast, it's going to be perfect to go with this one, and then the next one, and then the next one. So I'll end a podcast and have no idea what the next podcast is going to be, except for just the topic of where I want to go, where we're going to start, the starting point. And then I just open to allowing whatever wants to come forward to come forward. Now, reading the energy is a different ball game. It really is. When I'm reading the energy, I am channeling, but it's more of being a quantum detective, connecting dots to receiving the guidance and the messages. So is there guidance? Are there messages coming forward? I'm sure there are, but I'm really just streaming some thought and thought experiment through this podcast.